Nature has made the sound of a crying baby deliberately distressing. The sound makes us want to protect them. Laboratory research has already shown that people react differently to photographs when tears are edited out or superimposed. It completely changes the appearance of a face and the response it provokes. But now, scientists at the Weizmann Institute of Science have shown it's not just a visual reaction, it's basic chemistry. They claim their tests show that tears of sadness temporarily lower a man's level of testosterone. Women taking part in the study are isolated and shown sad film to make them cry, at which point their tears are collected. For the purpose of comparison, researchers also trickle saline down the women's cheeks and collect these too. Test subjects couldn't smell a difference between the real tears and the fake ones. When men sniffed the real tears, they found the women less sexually attractive than when they sniffed the saline solution. Saliva tests showed that their testosterone levels dipped simultaneously. The scientists were surprised to find that this dip in sexual arousal didn't mean that the man became correspondingly empathetic. Neurobiologist Norm Sobel is leading the study.
The chemo signal we identified appears to reduce sexual arousal in men. That is, it's a chemo signal that's in women's tears, and when men sniff this, they can't smell anything perceptible, but it lowers their sexual arousal, it lowers the arousal they attribute to pictures of faces, it lowers their levels of salivary testosterone, it lowers their levels of physiological arousal, and it lowers levels of brain activity in substrates of sexual arousal.
So why is it that our tears have evolved a chemo signal to function as a sign of sexual disinterest? According to the Weizmann team, it's possibly a mechanism to lower a man's aggression when the woman is vulnerable. Dr. Robert Provine is professor of psychology in the neuroscience department of the University of Maryland.
It's not yet known what that substance is. That's a critical next step. So what we have here is basically some very provocative, some very interesting information. And the next step is to identify what that chemical substance is and show that it by itself can be effective.
Sobel insists the only reason why they haven't previously tested men's tears is because they haven't been able to find any man able to turn on the waterworks, but they've now found some good male criers. So hopefully, they'll be able to discover whether women really are attracted to men who are more in touch with their feelings. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.